Well, good Monday morning. It is the 6th of May, and my title today is What the Spirit Wants for You. So last week, we focused on how we can be filled with the Spirit. We simply need to ask. It is God's will for us to live a life of sexual purity, and in this day and age of omnipresent porn, being filled with the Spirit is a command that we desperately need to obey. Living the Christian life is impossible apart from being filled with the Holy Spirit. So let me be a little more specific. It is certainly possible to be a Christian and not be filled with the Spirit. I would dare say that's how most Christians live, walking in the flesh and losing the battle against the world and the flesh and the devil. You know, there are no halos hanging over the heads of those who are truly being filled with and walking in the Spirit. One does not look any different on the outside if they're being filled on the inside. However, listen to someone's words, watch their actions, and over time, you'd be able to tell. If you're giving in to sexual sins, you're walking in the flesh. If you're looking at others and imagining them in a sexual way, you're walking in the flesh. If you're given to anger, lying, fits of rage, greed, gluttony, laziness, jealousy, creating discord, being intoxicated, and on I could go, those are all signs that you're walking in the flesh. Here's what Jesus said to his disciples the night he was going to be captured and crucified in John 14, 16 and 17. He said, quote, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it doesn't see him or know him, but you know him because he abides with you and he will be in you." Then in John 16, Jesus reemphasizes that it is an advantage to the disciples that he leaves because then the Spirit will come and indwell every person who becomes a believer. So just to be super clear, every Christian has the Holy Spirit living inside of them. He wants us to ask him to fill us, and he has the power to change us when we are being filled with and walking in the Spirit. Being filled with the Spirit is as critical for us to be able to live the Christian life as breathing air is critical for us to be able to remain alive. Sure, you know, someone can look nice and act nice for periods of time. However, when we're being tempted, we learn if we're truly being filled with and submitting ourselves to the Spirit or if we're just walking in the flesh. But here's the good news. What the Spirit really wants to do in your life and mine is to transform us. The Spirit does not just want to help us act more like Jesus. He wants to transform us and literally make us more like Jesus. And as we continue to walk in the Spirit while being filled with the Spirit, he is literally going to be conforming us into the image of Christ. Or to put it another way, he is actually transforming us into Christ-like Christians from the inside out. We begin acting more Christ-like because he's changing our minds and our hearts to literally being more like Christ. Our outward sinful behavioral patterns begin to decrease because of the internal transformation being done by the Spirit, and it is increasing. Becoming a Christ-like person is not behavioral modification. It is literally behavioral transformation because he's transforming our minds and our hearts. And it is the work of the Holy Spirit that brings that transformation about. So how does it happen? Now is where the hard work begins. And before I get to that, we need to understand where we are right now, and we need to understand what needs to begin to happen. Most of us who have come to the end of ourselves because we've become addicted to sexual sin and it's been discovered, we discover that we're sexually broken people. So it's not like me going to the gym when I was 22 years old, weighing 150 pounds and being very physically fit. I could run a 6-minute mile, no sweat, literally. I'd been extremely athletic for 8 years in high school and college. And so starting an exercise regime back then would have been easy. However, our reality needs to be taken into consideration when we begin to think about being filled with and walking in the Spirit. See, the problem is our present condition might be that we're not only couch potatoes and have been for years with bad eating habits, but our right leg is broken, our left ankle is sprained, and we have plantar fasciitis and gout. Plus, we're going to have to go through withdrawal for the first 90 days. Listen, my friends, it's hard work and it's a tough battle. Years, if not decades, of sexual sin has taken a toll on our minds and bodies. Our flesh has grown strong, and we have hardwired our brains so that it only takes one image or one thought or one glance, and we're ready to act out. The physical and spiritual impact of years of sinful, repetitive behavior are not erased by one sincere trip to the altar at the front of our church on a Sunday morning. Healing from our sexual brokenness is a long and slow process for most of us. Unlike everything being put right by Iron Man snapping his fingers, the process of transformation comes by living one day at a time and walking in the Spirit moment by moment. I'm going to go more into how do we actually walk in the Spirit tomorrow. God bless you, my friends. Have a great day in the Lord, and goodbye.